This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Jeremy Hobson, and we will start with the good news. The numbers that came in this morning show a U.S. housing market that continues to pick up steam. According to the Standard & Poor's Case-Shiller Index, home prices in 20 cities were up more than 4% on average in October compared with a year ago. But when you're talking averages, there are good performers and then there are bad performers. And in this case, the bad performer is Chicago, where prices are still falling. We asked Caroline O'Donovan from WBEZ in Chicago to find out why.
No Chicagoan likes to hear the word second city. But when it comes to real estate, Chicago has been vying to keep up with the rest of the country for years. Dennis Rodkin writes the deal estate column for Chicago Magazine. He says Chicago's number one problem is foreclosures and how long they can take under Illinois law.
What people refer to as the foreclosure free ride, the time between when you stop paying for your house and when you might be kicked out of your house, can be over 3 years at this point.
Illinois is not the only state where foreclosures get caught up in court, but Chicago's also dealing with its notorious winters.
A lot of these houses have sat through at least one, if not two or three winters. They may have water damage from burst pipes. They may have mold from water damage. So it's harder, more expensive to convert those low-price foreclosures.
Chicago's an aberration, says David Blitzer, the managing director and chairman of the group that publishes the Case-Shiller figures. He says Chicago wasn't hit as hard as one-industry towns like Detroit, nor did it have as far to fall as places
where real estate was a key industry and there was an incredible boom, and when it collapsed, it really collapsed. And that's the Sun Belt. I mean, Phoenix, Las Vegas, Miami, Tampa. Chicago doesn't fit into either of those molds.
Chicago's more like New York or Boston, an older city with a heavy dependence on its finance sector. But being in the Midwest, Chicago lacks the regional economic backbone of those cities. So it's recovering at a slower, more Midwestern pace. In Chicago, I'm Caroline O'Donovan for Marketplace.